I had the honor to talk with the man who invented the wiki, Ward Cunningham. When Ward Cunningham invented the wiki back in 1995, he did a radical thing. He didn't patent the idea, passing up billions of dollars in potential revenue. I asked Cunningham why he invented the wiki in the first place.
What I needed to do is I needed to find a way that somebody could write what they know, even though they knew what they knew was incomplete. So being able to describe the incomplete and make it useful. So I made it so that you could link to information that wasn't written yet. And HyperCard couldn't do that, but it had enough capability. That's the only programming I added to it, was an ability to look for something to see if it was there, and then tomorrow look for it again and see if it appeared. So you could write something, and it would do searches to see whether it appeared or not. And that was an idea that was captured in WikiWikiWeb, although I did it with completely different technology. I had this notion that when you retrieved a page, I would check every link and see if it had appeared. And if it had, it was rendered as a usual hyperlink. If not, it was some different kind of link, a question mark, or I think on Wikipedia they use a red link in the typical form. Yeah. Red links versus blue link. Right? No point in pressing a red link unless you feel like writing about it.
So here you are, more than a decade later, and I assume you look pretty regularly at Wikipedia. What do you think of it?
Oh, I think it's great. I think what's best about it is that in addition to being an encyclopedia, it's a very effective wiki. And by wiki, I mean it's a place that can host a collaboration where people can work together even though they don't know each other, don't even know that they were intending to collaborate, but still find a way to work together.
Is that what happens when wiki works at its best?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that make that happen. First of all, being able to feel proud of what you can contribute even though you can't finish a project. So that partial work is important. But another thing that's very important is the idea that new places to write appear spontaneously. So you could be writing something and then all of a sudden you say, you know, that phrase I just used, that could be an article in its own right. And presto, it becomes an article. And it might be an article that's not written. It might be a red link, just saying there ought to be an article. But then you come back tomorrow and somebody started it. So that idea that the pages, you know, the number of pages in this book expand as need be. You know, when you start out, you know, maybe you only have 20 pages and people can read those pages and kind of know where they are. But when you need 21 or 22 or 30 or 100 or 1,000, it just grows.
But why'd you do this anyway?
The first wiki, I made it not because I thought we needed another collaboration tool, but I made it because I had a community of people who was trying to collaborate on email, and it wasn't working very well. And I said, well, you know, we're trying to produce a volume of work, and we don't know where that volume is going to go. The particular volume was we had a belief in computer programming that was not being addressed. So I was talking to technical authors, and we were going to talk about how computer programming really needed to be done. But we knew that we didn't have the whole story, and only by getting a group of people together could we actually assemble the story. And that took a number of years, but it came out very well, and it actually changed the way computer programming is done.
You know, one of the criticisms of wikis occurs to me here because what you're describing is a community of goodwill. The wiki that you created so that computer programmers could work together to come toward an idea is the ideal wiki in many ways. But there are people who say, about Wikipedia, for instance, that it's dangerous. It's open. Anybody can contribute. Anybody, therefore, can put things in that aren't true, that take it in ways that it shouldn't go. Do you think that the wiki is inherently unreliable?
No, not at all. And I notice that most of the people who say that most vocally have some vested interest in controlling the definition of truth.
The people who run Wikipedia are also pretty careful to run algorithms that will get rid of the worst offenses anyway, if there are people who try to come in and attack, I gather.
To the degree that the computer can be programmed to recognize the intention of any author. You know, certainly if you show your hand by using lots of vulgarity, then it's easy to remove those edits. But if you're devious, you know, you could sway a lot of people. In fact, if you were sufficiently devious, you might change world history, and what you say might become true.
Oh, and that gives you a whole different attitude toward Wiki, doesn't it?
Well, that shows you how flexible culture is. I mean, I think there isn't any absolute truth. I mean, we can say 1 + 1 = 2, and, you know, that's true in the plane. On a sphere, it's a little different. But, you know, in the world of our culture, we are what we believe we are, and it's ideas traveling through language that, you know, shapes our belief of what we can be.
Well, I actually, looking at the Wiki, one of the great things about it seems to me, is that before the Wiki came along, the Internet was rapidly becoming an absolutely superb shopping mall. And the Wiki opened it to discussion in a way that it simply hadn't been before. Do you think that Wiki saved the Internet?
Oh, I use those terms myself, yeah. I think that a shopping mall is a just fine thing to do, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, there's just nothing more you need other than a little self-expression. And so, you know, we've had electronic mail and computer forums and stuff like that. The trouble is that, you know, that's just the spewing of half-thought-out thoughts. And I think for recreation, maybe we don't need to require more than half-thought-out thoughts, but then somebody else needs to be able to find those thoughts and finish them. And it's this idea that a wiki is timeless. It's a work. It's a product. It's not just the community. It's the product of a community, and that community, you know, molds it. But when the community leaves, the product's still there.
There's a blogger. His name is Eric Goldman, who has a famous online bet with a friend named Mike Godwin that Wikipedia will have failed by 2010. In fact, he gave the date, December 2nd. He said, and I quote, "Eventually, marketers will build scripts to edit Wikipedia pages, to insert links, and conduct automated attacks on Wikipedia." And the idea goes on that will then put it beyond the ability of anybody to stop it. Is Wikipedia so open that somebody like that can... You think it's possible they could destroy Wikipedia?
Sure, you know, and you could burn down Rome, too. You know, I mean, part of building cultural artifacts is making something that's of value and in spite of the fact that it's so easily destroyed. You know, my house is built of wood, and I know that wood burns, and I just trust that nobody's going to set it afire. Now, I do know that happens, and so we have arson inspectors and stuff like that. But, you know, it's a balance, and I think at the moment we can say that the well-intentioned are winning.
Ward Cunningham is the Portland-based computer engineer who birthed the first Wiki software on March 25th, 1995.